The Office of Management and Budget must feel like Hercules fighting the nine-headed dragon. You cut off one head and two grow in its place. That's how it's been with the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative. Auditors from the Government Accountability Office say the number of federal data centers has actually been growing throughout the six-year initiative. Now it stands at more than 11,000, up from the 9,000 at the end of 2014. Tony Scott is the Federal Chief Information Officer at OMB. He tells Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, in an exclusive interview about OMB's latest data center plans.
Is a data center memo, which I think will do a couple of things. First, it will clarify and be more specific in terms of what the definition of a data center is. And as you know, all too well, there's been some degree of confusion on that in the past, and a lot of emotion around that as well, quite frankly. And then secondly, we'll be a lot more specific around agencies setting goals for themselves, and OMB will set an overall target for across the federal government that'll be a refresh of the goals and work that's already been done. So those are probably the big elements of it. We intend to spend a little more time in that guidance on the kinds of things that we're looking for as agencies do data center rationalization and consolidation as well. So it'll include things like leveraging shared services and other points that we've made elsewhere as well.
Now, this piece about data center consolidation, for a while it was all about getting rid of them, and then what people saw was the lift and shift, and then it became about optimization, where this idea of even if you can reduce the number of servers or increase the percentage of use of the servers, I think at some point it was 15 or 20% on average, if you can push it to 50, 60, 70%, which path are you going down, or are you taking both paths, meaning reduce the number but also increase the capacity and optimization?
I think you have to look at this in sort of a balanced way. So I think you even heard, or maybe it was alluded to in the hearings, some people thought, you know, reducing the number of data centers was the most important thing. Others thought reducing the cost was the most important thing. And we have examples of both of those in the federal government. We have some agencies that reduced the number, but the cost didn't go down, you know, proportionately. And we had other cases where tremendous costs went out, but it was a smaller numeric reduction. And then there are a number of other things that, of course, you alluded to as well, which is the efficiency and utilization of the data centers that you have. Everybody who's running data centers, you know, has their own sort of value in terms of, I want to be running at 80% capacity, or, you know, 90% or 50% or whatever. And, you know, so opinions can vary widely on efficiency and effectiveness and numeric values in this particular space. I think what we want to make sure that we get across as we have this conversation around reducing overall IT costs are, what are the levers that you have to exercise that can help you reduce costs? One of them is deliberate action in the data center space, and you can do it by some combination of, you know, reducing the number of centers, you know, upping your level of utilization, modernizing the servers that you have in the data center, upgrading equipment and gear, you know, getting more efficiency